This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy rate unchanged for the ninth time in a row. The rate increase cycle was paused in April last year after six consecutive rate hikes, aggregating to 250 basis points since May 2022. Announcing the third bi-monthly monetary policy for the current financial year, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das said the Monetary Policy Committee has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. Mr. Das said, Monetary Policy Committee also decided by a majority of 4 out of 6 members to remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation progressively aligns to the target while supporting growth. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will move the bill to further amend the Waqf Act 1995. The bill seeks to address issues related to the powers and functioning of the state Waqf boards as well as registration and survey of Waqf properties. Meanwhile, Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said the government should speak to the institutions of those who are directly affected by the bill. He said the centre should have called an all-party meeting and taken suggestions from opposition over the legislation. On the other hand, BJP has asserted that the legislation has been brought to provide justice to the minorities who have been harassed, as there were several complaints of poor minorities that their properties were taken by the Waqf boards. Talking to media outside the parliament, party MP Sanjay Jaiswal alleged that Congress had allowed to harass poor minorities through Waqf Board Act. The members of parliament from opposition parties today protested outside the parliament over the price rise of onions and potatoes. The MPs also demanded to provide legal guarantee of MSP to the farmers for their produce. Opposition parties today staged a walkout from the Rajya Sabha over the issue of disqualification of Indian wrestler Vinesh Phogat from the Paris Olympics. When the House met this morning, leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge tried to raise the issue, which was disallowed. Later, members from Congress, TMC, DMK, RJD and others walked out from the upper house. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar objected to the conduct of the opposition, particularly TMC MP Derek O'Brien. He condemned the conduct of Mr. O'Brien and warned him of action. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and he himself is in pain over the disqualification of Vinesh Phogat, and politicizing it is a disrespect to the wrestler. The chairman added that the Haryana government has already announced that she will be provided all kinds of assistance like a medal winner. Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda also condemned the conduct of the opposition. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is a medium of social transformation and nation building. Addressing the New Zealand International Education Conference at Takina Wellington Convention Centre in Wellington today, the President said the Government of India has taken several steps to improve the quality of education in the country. Draupadi Murmu, who is on a two-day state visit to New Zealand, reached capital Wellington early this morning. She was accorded the ceremonial welcome and a Royal Guard of Honour at the Government House. In Bangladesh, the interim government headed by Nobel laureate Professor Muhammad Yunus will take oath tonight. Army Chief General Vaquero Zaman said this yesterday in a media address. Director General of BSF Daljeet Singh Chaudhary reviewed the security and operational preparedness along the 856-kilometre long Indo-Bangla international border in Tripura. Amidst the ongoing turmoil in Bangladesh, he chaired a meeting with the high officials of the BSF at the frontier headquarters at Salibagan in Agartala yesterday. In United Kingdom, thousands of anti-racism protesters took to the streets across the country to counter far-right demonstrations after days of unrest following Southport stabbing. And with that, we end this news bulletin.